Good afternoon. We changed up here. You're up high and I'm low.
30 seconds, please.
No way. There's no way. You want us to move all these other people over? Okay. Who we got? Sore. Yeah, he was sore.
Is he someone you're going to have to manage doing?
I would imagine.
Back acted up again?
No, he's been, this is about what it is. He comes out and does a few things and that's about it.
Austin was back on the field practicing today?
Not really. He was out there in full uniform, did some individual, but that was it. Yeah.
That's progress for him, though, right?
He did fall down once and I was glad to see him get up and seem to be okay.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the build a bridge concept and what that means to you guys this year?
Build a bridge means to carry over all the good things that happened at the end of the season last year over into the new season. The qualities that allowed us to go forward and win the world championship. And some of those would be during the course of the last six games, we gave up 14 points. We only had one turnover. Our special teams made a strong contribution. We rushed the ball better, those type of things.
How's
Akeem
Anupa doing coming back
again? He gets a little bit more each day and he feels good about it.
You expect him to go tomorrow? Akeem?
I would think so. Yeah. He looked like he, once he got out here and he was moving around in the grass, he looked a little friskier. Looked like he was going to do a couple things.
But you guys have beaten the Cowboys six of the last eight games. Is there anything you can draw from that when you go into the game?
Just hard fought games. Every game's a tough game. Seems to go pretty close to the wire. The 17th week last year was a little bit of an exception. But every game is a battle. You know, these two teams play each other hard, and you know, they're two talented teams that are very physical, and that's the way these games always are.
How improved is their secondary?
Well, it looks to be they've made you know, they've made a strong statement about what they want to do back there, and they've acquired two players, one through the draft, one through free agency. They've also named another player that they had on their team as a safety. So they've made a strong statement about that, and they played well in preseason.
Coach, given the injuries to your secondary, what does it mean to have Webster back there be able to count on him?
Well, he's. He's been the guy that's been very, very solid, very reliable, very dependable back there, and he lends a lot of experience and leadership to that group back there.
Tom, you didn't get to see a lot of DeMarco Murray in person.
I was close enough to the field. Thank you for reminding me. I thought maybe the indigestion would go away. But.
How much did their offense change when you?
Didn't change at all, but he's a quality running back, and you know, when you see him play in preseason, and you again realize how good he is. Good player.
How do we supposedly handle the pain threshold?
He seems to be doing well with it. You know, he seems to be a guy that is anxious to play and is willing to put up with some discomfort in order to do that.
BD's back, holding up pretty well.
BD gets a few snaps every day, and he's done pretty well with it. Again, I always have to be in reserve when it's something like that. We'll see how he is, you know, the next morning and that type of thing. But he's working hard at it, and you know, he's got a program that he's on, and it seems to have worked and helped.
DJ Jones, you brought him up?
Yeah, he failed the physical.
So you didn't even go 52?
We'll see about that.
How would you evaluate Metropole's preseason and going forward Wednesday?
Played well the other night. When he's had a chance to play, he's played well.
Okay.